Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. Haifa remains comfortably cool, perfect weather to stay indoors and catch up on the latest news. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports it has killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attack and detained another operative near the Gaza crossing. This comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu reveals he informed former President Trump of an Iran strike, but did not seek approval. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, the U.S. Central Command commander, Admiral Brad Cooper, is set to meet with IDF's chief of staff and the defense minister in Israel. According to Walla, this development was reported earlier this hour. Separately, a Quinnipiac poll finds that half of Americans feel the U.S. is too supportive of Israel. 6 out of 10 voters believe the Iran war was not worth it. This is from JTA earlier today. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that Israel has hit 4 rocket launchers installed after a ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert notes that recent Israel-Lebanon talks have been less productive, with frustration over Washington's stance. This was posted just minutes ago. Jonathan Schanzer, an expert on Middle Eastern policy, warned against aiding Iran in bolstering Hezbollah. His thoughts were shared earlier today. Ariel Oseran, reporting on diplomatic affairs, mentioned that the U.S. ambassador to Lebanon described the Israel-Lebanon talks as having a positive atmosphere. This update came about 37 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation. According to the Times of Israel, the military neutralized a Hamas terrorist linked to the attacks on October 7th, and arrested another operative near the Gaza crossing. The operation also targeted rocket launchers. These actions underscore ongoing tensions despite ceasefire efforts. This affects regional stability as both sides brace for possible escalations. Turning to Netanyahu's disclosure, Ynet reports that Netanyahu informed Trump of a planned strike on Iran, underscoring Israel's independent defense stance. The 2025 attack reportedly averted imminent threats, but highlights complex U.S.-Israel relations. This revelation could influence future diplomatic engagements. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Admiral Brad Cooper's visit to Israel aims to strengthen military ties amid negotiations with Iran. The meeting with IDF and defense leaders signals ongoing U.S. support. This visit could impact future military cooperation between the two nations. Lastly, the Quinnipiac poll from JTA indicates shifting American public opinion towards Israel. Half of the respondents view U.S. support as excessive. This reflects changing perceptions, potentially influencing U.S. foreign policy dynamics. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that 7 is advancing to its expansion phase, with new centers developing in various cities including Tira and Umm al-Fahm. This marks significant growth for the company. Separately, Globes reveals that Anduril, a U.S. military tech company, is considering former Air Force Chief Amiram Norkin to lead its Israeli operations. The plan includes establishing a local production plant. And finally, Intel CEO praises Israel's tech sector for its innovation and resilience, as reported by CTech. This positive outlook, despite regional challenges, underscores the sector's global influence. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.